ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important topic. That is, in fact, an ethical topic, a issue related to one of the encouraged moral characteristics that Islam has encouraged. I'm speaking, of course, of the virtue of clemency, which in Arabic we call hilm. It could also be translated as forbearance or patience. There's probably some minute differences between these, which should be discussed in its own relevant place. The topic that we want to open up today and discuss is what exactly brings about clemency. Everybody knows clemency is virtuous. The question that's most pertinent for people is, how can I become a clement person? How can I become a forbearing person? In order to answer this very significant question, we need to take inspiration from the hadith, which have been narrated from the infallibles regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, with the profusion of the intellect, clemency flourishes. So one of the things that can create clemency and forbearance in a person is his increase in his intellect and his knowledge. The more a person knows, the more a person is learned, the more wise he is, the more clement he will become. In another beautiful hadith, which kind of echoes the same theme of the first one, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, incumbent upon you is clemency, alayka bil hilm. For verily it is the fruit of knowledge, fa'innahu thamaratul ilm. So, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that knowledge produces an effect in a person, and that effect is forbearance and clemency. And not only does this hadith allude to the cause of clemency, but also why it's it also alludes to the fact that clemency is something incumbent upon a person and necessary. It's necessary for a person to adopt this characteristic. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, clemency and forbearance are twins that produce great resolution. This hadith doesn't exactly want to say that, you know, the intensity of the ambition or the resolution or the will of a person brings about clemency, but it says that these are kind of go hand in hand with one another. The greater the ambition of a person, the greater clemency he will have. Because obviously, you know, having a big ambition and wanting to do great things, it requires, you know, a lot of forbearance and patience in, you know, bringing about the instruments and means and tools which will lead to the fulfillment of those great objectives. In another beautiful hadith, it's been reported that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, if you are not of the clement ones, then feign clemency. For verily, few people who imitate a group fail to become one of them. This is a very nice hadith. It says if we cannot become clement or we're not clement, we should try to act like the clement people and imitate them. And in this way, eventually we will become clement people. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what brings about clemency in the words and in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim wassalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.